Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes after 12 o'clock. You're listening to WHQR 91.3. Welcome to today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, sitting in today for Jamila Erickson, and we're here to talk about the upcoming production of The Full Monty. Joining me in the studio is actor Gray Hawks, who plays one of the lead roles, and the show's director, Justin Smith. Welcome, gentlemen. Great to have you here. Now, most of us know that The Full Monty involves some rather unorthodox nudity. And as to how you're going to treat that, we'll get to that. But let's just start out with a refresher on what The Full Monty is all about.
Well, it's about several guys. The movie came out years ago and was a sleeper hit. They made a musical of it, set it in Buffalo instead of in England. And it's about a bunch of guys that have lost their jobs, their plants closed down. They're down and out. My character, you know, is very down and out, has always been down and out, kind of a cad. And he sees that the Chippendale dancers have come into town, and all their family wives, ex-girlfriends, ex-wives have gone to this show and spent a lot of money on it. And so he figures, well, if they're willing to go out and see a bunch of strangers dancing around, why don't we do it? Get a bunch of regular guys together. And then it comes down to, are they going to do it or not?
Now, what is it about these guys? They're sort of your average Joes. And as you say, sort of down and out, maybe not the most spectacular, compelling people in the world. Why is this show so uplifting and so much fun? What is it about these guys and their ultimate triumph that makes this compelling?
Well, I think, you know, they're relatable to everybody. You either are this person or you know these people. And I think that's probably the easiest explanation. And then they've done a very good job crafting the stories behind it. The situations are very recognizable. And as we were talking about a little bit earlier, are very relevant to today's time, almost more relevant than the first time we did it or when the musical first came out. Things were much better in this world, and now a lot of people can relate to these situations.
Can relate directly to losing your job and not having any other prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of that, so you did this show 5 years ago, and it was a huge success, huge hit.
It was.
Now, are you recreating that show, or are there new elements to it? How are you approaching this now?
Well, there are a lot of new elements. There's a lot of new actors, so that's going to change it a lot. But we also have four of the six main actors are back. Then the rest of them are all different. So there's 18 or 19 people in the cast. So yeah, the set will be different. We're doing Athelion Hall, which is going to be a big difference. One of our biggest challenges is what made it so successful last time is that intimacy that we had at City Stage, and we are now trying to recreate some of that intimacy. That's the thing we don't want to get away from. But the rest of it, the lights, the glitter, the glam, will be much easier to pull off at Thalion.
And Greg, you played the same character 5 years ago.
Yeah.
What's it like approaching it this time around?
It's really interesting. It's I've never done a show twice in my life before. I've always done a show, never done it again, wished I could go back and do another show. Mm-hmm. And this was tops on the list, you know. There's a handful, and this one was way up there. So we've been dying to do this again. Anthony Lawson plays Dave, my best friend in the show, and we're great friends, and we've been talking about it for years. So coming to it again, we're trying to not do the same thing we did before, but, you know, bring a lot of differences. And Justin's been awesome because he's giving us new things. And
Did you direct?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you direct this the first time around, Justin?
I did direct it the first time around, and you know, it was new to me and new to these guys. And I think that there's only so much. The really cool thing about doing it this way is we have really been able to peel the onion back just a little bit,
and there's
a lot more to it. And you know, let's be honest, it's the Full Monty. It's simple. You can think it's simple, but what these guys are doing is giving you a really cool, complex, interesting characters, and they've been able to delve really deep. It's been really fun.
And so, Gray, you're able to bring some of that real-life camaraderie with, say, Anthony Lawson to the stage, and you don't have to find that as an actor. But what are some of the things that you have found as an actor this time around that weren't there the first time?
Wow. Well, you know, there's a lot more emotional depth, I guess would be the word. You know, several scenes that I have with Anthony in particular, and Mike Jones, Jason, they hit home a little more. We're all a bit older, you know, it's 5 years later, and we don't look quite as good as we did, you know,
five years ago.
No, I don't know. I don't know. It's just, we've all gotten closer. And doing the show the first time around, we bonded so much. Alex Worf is in it. He's phenomenal. And Mike Jones and Anthony, Jason Aycock. And we're all really close. And we got closer because of the show. So now we just have that to feed off of and play around with.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with director Justin Smith and actor Gray Hawks. They're both involved in the upcoming production. It's City Stage's production of The Full Monty, which will be held at Thalian Hall, and that's something new. Musical direction, I understand, is by the great Chiaki Ito.
Yeah,
so
that's famous.
Yes,
infamous,
absolutely.
Depending on how well you know her.
So, yeah. As a musical director, she's very well respected in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about the women in the show. Are they significant characters? How do they figure in this?
They're very significant. You know, most of them are either the significant others or ex-significant others of the men. And, you know, the actresses playing them, I really went out of my way to find the people who I thought this would challenge them, because they're going through the rough time and they're really underwritten. And what I've tried to create was that uncomfortability that you're supposed to feel when you're watching it. And I think it's really happening. I think, you know, Heather Setzler, Caitlin Becca, and Carson Capps are playing the three lead ladies, and man, they take advantage of every single moment on stage, and they're so relevant because everything these guys are doing, they make you want it for them.
And
so
the fun thing is that the women are oblivious, completely oblivious to what the guys are doing. We're sneaking around rehearsing behind everybody's back, trying to pull this together. We can't tell anybody because we want to spring it on them at the last moment.
And remind our listeners once again what you're sneaking around and planning.
Well, we're planning on doing our own version of a Chippendales show. One night only, and we figure we can make like $50,000, which will get us all out of the hole.
Well, that brings us to the million-dollar question. At the end, when it's showtime, are we going to see the men's bits? I mean, how is that going to be handled?
We're still thinking about it.
Well,
could be an improv.
Yeah, just that night, I guess we'll find out. I don't know.
The first time we did this show, we didn't really tell anybody what was going to happen at the end. Mm-hmm. Do we, don't we? And that's the whole thing of the show. Is it going to happen? And
so that is going to remain a secret.
I think if you've seen it before, then maybe it can be one very large kept secret in this town. And, you know, we don't tell any of the new people, and we'll just come and find out.
Okay.
I will say, if you're easily embarrassed.
Do you want to break the news? Is that what you're trying to do, Rachel? Do you want to break the news one way or the other?
I want to get my scoop for the day.
Well, if you're easily embarrassed, just look away like my mom did on the last note.
Look away. Musical is not for children, by the way. So let's talk a little bit about how to get tickets. I know that you're having a New Year's gala, Justin. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I will, and I'll try and make it as brief as I can. But we've joined up with Thalian Hall, a little different than normal. This is the same event that we've done at City Stage for the last 8 years, I suppose. But what we're doing this year is a gala, and it's a very, really reasonable price, $75 per person. You get all your drinks, a heavy hors d'oeuvre buffet, the show. And then afterwards, we're going into the ballroom. There's going to be a DJ. I keep telling everybody, think of the funnest wedding you've ever been to, and that's what the DJ will be playing.
Dancing, who knows?
Yeah, the doors open at 7 o'clock. It is a great all-inclusive event, and we're really excited to be teamed up with Thalian. I guess the last thing I would say is, you know, for those of you, it'll be very recognizable to those of you that love the City Stage event, but there'll be a lot more room. So those of you who have come in the past and it's been a little too cramped or crowded, this is the place for you because it's going to be really fun.
Is it Thalian Hall's main stage area, the theater? It's almost double the size.
So there'll be double the people, but mm-hmm. we'll have the downstairs lobby, the upstairs. We're actually opening the studio theater to do an event. You can go in there. We're either doing karaoke or doing the ball drop, and then you go into the ballroom and we have the dancing. So you have plenty of room. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So this is like a party a la Studio 54.
That's right. Just hop from room to room.
Yeah, it's
something for everyone.
Drew Barrymore will be there.
Yeah. When do you open?
The 29th.
The 29th of December.
29th of December.
2 weeks from today.
That's right.
And you run for how long?
For two weekends. We run the 29th, 30th. We have the gala on the New Year's Eve, January 1st, and then January 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th. The Sunday shows are matinees as of right now.
But every other show is at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock p.m.
And how can people get tickets?
Well, you can just call the Thalian Hall box office at 632-2285 or go to thalianhall.org.
Okay. Can they also get tickets on your website, CityStage?
They'll just refer you to, unfortunately, because of our computer systems, we don't link up, but they'll just refer you to, I believe we have a link to Thalian Hall, but you have to go to Thalian Hall.
So Thalian Hall box office is the way to get tickets to the Full Monty, which opens December 29th, 2 weeks from today. Justin Smith, Greyhawks, thank you so much for being here, and break a leg.
Or something.
Wonderful to have you here. And now we turn to music of Gloria Shane.